back in the 40s, either 46 to 48. I'm not positive of actually the first date, but I know that Pickens has a ranch supper, and I work at it too. It's just 5 miles up the road. And there's been some debate as to which one was first. I really don't know.
I know
the one guy, it was actually the Beach Mountain Sportsman Club, actually started that ramp up here. But then they needed help, so they got with the community here, and they, for several years, they put it on together, and then they kind of had a disagreement of some kind. I really don't know exactly what it was about. Probably how to split the money. It had something to do with that. I dug a lot of ranch. I used to donate about 10 bushels to this ranch shelter and 10 bushels to the Pickens ranch shelter for nothing. For a community service that I was working, and I really couldn't work here a lot, so I just dug ramps and donated that part for my contribution to the supper.
So. And now they come from Rutgers?
Yes, they buy them off of the people that live from over there. And, it's hard to find ranch because people aren't going to tell you where the ranch hack is. And that's a well-kept secret, and I'm not telling you where mine's at. A lot of the property has been closed to ramp digging due to the lumber companies leasing the property, which has hurt the ramp companies a lot. So we just can't dig it. Baby boy born in Helvetia. So he was in here in 1870 or something like that. And then my dad lived here, and I lived here, and my son lives here. So, I have two brothers and four sisters. One brother lives here. One sister lives here. One lives at Snowshoe, and they moved away. There's nothing here ain't much anymore for them to do. So, I'm retired now. In fact, I retired April, and I said, I'm going to retire, and then I'm going to help with the ranch suckers and hunt and fish.
April 8th.
Yeah, this April. About 2 weeks ago. I was going to work here anyway. In fact, last year they said, I want it off. And they said, well, we don't know. I said, well, you don't understand. I worked like 42 years at the Pickens Ranch Supper, and at this one, continuously, I've worked at least 25 years. I mean, I worked off from different years. Some years I could, and some years I couldn't. Strip job for about 10 some years, and then I worked in the heat mines. I worked at different ones around here. I worked at Spruce. I worked at Sago during the explosion, and then I worked I just come out of mine. I just know I retired from the 40-year-old. So, yeah, they said Dr. Good work for Earth Coal at Grafton, but that's 70 miles, and I'm not driving. My son drives it every day, but I told him I'm too old for that.
What did your parents do?
My dad was a mechanic in the timber business. He worked, you know, basically all his life doing that. I mean, he was actually a mechanic. Him and another guy they had down here at what they call the cheese house.
Yeah.
That was a garage. Yeah, it wasn't a cheese house. They built that. Him and Julian Duke, who lived here are all basically most of their life. They started that garage and they run up for about 5 years. And then Dad went to work for the timber company, and that guy Julian Duke, he moved on to another. I don't know exactly where he went. Ohio. Up there and wasn't nothing for a while. And I'm not sure the date it became a cheese house. I hope they don't disown me for telling that. But that's how it was.
Did your mom stay at home?
Yes. Well, there were seven kids.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And we had a small farm. We've done whatever. So it kept us busy. Well, we had animals. We had pigs and cows, and that was the animals. We had chickens and ducks, and rabbits, and we eat them all. There were no pets at our house. The dog, we didn't eat the dog nor the cat.
Milk cow?
No, milk cow. I milked her every day, morning and night.
Did your parents make cheese, or did you contribute? No, we didn't make
the Swiss cheese. Mom made cottage cheese and butter, but we didn't make cheese.
Well, what do you think the importance of the ramp supper is to the community here?
Well, it supports this building. As the treasurer, it takes about $2,500 to $3,000 a year to operate. And that's one of the big fundraisers to keep this hall functioning. So this is our main fundraiser for that reason. Because the year before, we didn't do very well, and the help had slacked a good bit, so there's a lot of work, a lot. And as you've helped down here,